This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi, who is also the Member of Parliament from Varanasi, extended greetings to players from across the country and underlined the role of sports in nation building. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the government has significantly increased the sports budget, and today India's sports model has become athlete-centric with focus on talent identification, scientific training, nutrition and transparent selection.
साल 2014 के बाद से अलग-अलग खेलों में भारत का प्रदर्शन लगातार बेहतर हुआ है. हमें बहुत गर्व होता है जब जैन जी को खेल के मैदान पर तिरंगा फहराते देखते हैं. बीते दशक में स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर सरकार और समाज दोनों की ही सोच में बदलाव दिख रहा है. सरकार ने स्पोर्ट्स का बजट काफी ज्यादा बढ़ा दिया है. आज भारत का खेल मॉडल एथलीट सेंट्रिक हो गया है. 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं. भारत पूरी मजबूती से 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए भी तैयारी कर रहा है.
India has become the world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. This was stated by Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday. He said India's rice production has reached 150.18 million tons compared to China's 145.28 million tons. Mr. Chauhan said India is now supplying rice in overseas markets. The minister unveiled 184 improved varieties of 25 field crops developed by ICAR at an event held in their national capital. The 184 released varieties include 122 cereals, 6 pulses, 13 oil seeds, 11 fodder crops, 6 sugarcane, 24 cotton, and 1 each of jute and tobacco. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg last night. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jayashankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Dr. Jayashankar will also address the 31st edition of the French Ambassador's Conference as the guest of honour. The winter session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The four-day session will continue till the 8th of this month. During the session, discussions will be held on various issues, including pollution, environment and CAG's report related to the Sheesh Mahal project, as well as Delhi Jal Board. Ahead of the session, Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta inspected the Assembly premises and reviewed the administrative, technical and digital arrangements yesterday. Mr. Gupta said that the focus of the winter session will remain on ensuring smooth conduct of proceedings while preserving the decorum of the House. Iran has announced a major increase in government subsidies as it moves to ease the impact of rising prices and the weakening trial of households. The government says monthly subsidies will rise from 3 million rials to 10 million rials per household, more than tripling the current amount. The support will not be given in cash. Instead, the money will be credited to household cards that can be used to buy essential goods. Government spokeswoman Fatemeh Mohjerani said the credit will be deposited monthly and can be used to purchase basic items. The second Khelo India Beach Games is set to begin today at the Ghogla Beach in Diu. More than 2,100 athletes will participate in the 8 different sports of the beach games, which is being organized by the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. The games will be held between 5th to 10th of January under the technical supervision of the Sports Authority of India and National Sports Federations. The 6 medal sports will be beach soccer, beach volleyball, beach sepak takraw, beach kabaddi, pencak silat and open water swimming. And that is the end of this news bulletin.